Welcome to Gardening Talkback on 2NURFM. Greg Richard, joined by Judy Sharp once again today. Good afternoon, Judy.
Good afternoon, Greg.
Quite, okay.
Oh, sorry. No.
I was expecting a little bit more than just a good afternoon, but
okay. Oh, were you? Well, you know, I did bring you some reading matter today, so
That's another story altogether, though.
Well, we won't go into that, but if you're bored later, you know, you could sit down and have a look.
Have a peruse?
It's not gardening, so...
But gardening-wise, what do you got for us?
But I did bring you a gardening book.
Oh,
The Yates Garden Guide. Okay, so... We need to talk about spring bulbs, but most importantly, because as we went off air last week, I suddenly remembered Anzac Day and the poppies.
Oh, right. We've got to start doing that this week?
Yeah, we've got to do that. That'll be our first one up. And lawns and cyclamen, camellia, japonicas. So plenty of things to talk about.
And Judy, Anzac Day coming up and we've got to start planting our poppies, I guess, do we?
Exactly right, Greg. You're on the ball.
Oh, I've never forgotten. After it's been drummed into me for the last 10 years,
I've been coming that long, but anyway. We're going to prepare the garden beds with poultry manure and a little bit of lime and leave it for a week before the planting. So traditionally, Greg, you always plant poppies on Anzac Day.
Rightio. On the day.
On the day.
Okay.
On the day.
Not before? Not a day after?
Well... To be quite honest, sometimes it's a little bit warm. You know, if you buy your poppies on Anzac Day or up to Anzac Day and it comes out really, really hot, well, you know, just hesitate. But the most important thing is to do that prep.
Right.
To get the beds ready to go.
And we start that now.
Oh, definitely. Because if you put poultry manure or lime in and then put your poppies in, what do you think's going to happen?
Are they going to burn?
Oh, yes. You're with it today, Greg. Good on you. That's, you know, we need to really emphasise that again during the program today to remind people. I know everyone's realised Anzac Day is coming up. It's one we don't always
It's next
forget,
week, isn't
we?
It? No.
It is, yeah. It's a week away. Yeah. It's the 25th.
Correct.
Right.
I'm glad we're both over the ball on Anzac Day. And we've got Richard from Warners Bay. He's got a question about frangipanis. Afternoon, Richard.
G'day.
Hi, Richard. What can I help you with?
Well, we've got a frangipani that's actually in a pot at the moment. It's only about probably a metre tall with about five what I call heads on it where the flowers come out.
Right.
We want to put it in the ground, but where my wife suggests she wants it, I've worked out it's not going to get any sun from about 1 o'clock in the day on this time of the year.
Oh, Richard, this mightn't be one I can enter into. Is there a war going on about this frangipani?
Is there a war?
Yes.
No.
Oh, right. Okay.
We want to put it in the ground.
Okay.
Where my wife suggests, which is I'm pretty little, I hope she's not listening. I always do what she's told. I'm told. No, it's just where it's going to be. I've told her, I said, well, this time of the year, it's kind of going to be in front of the garage on the eastern side of the property, and it's not going to get any sun from roughly 1 o'clock on this time of the year.
Right, okay.
But, and where it is now, it's the opposite. It's only... It gets the afternoon sun, but I'm just wondering how would it go with, would that be enough sunlight for it or?
So is it flowering well at the moment?
Well, it's not. It's got what I call heads where the flowers come from.
Yep.
It's got five on this small plant and only three of them ever flower, and it is flowering at the moment.
Right, okay. Well, that spot indicates to you and perhaps you can use that in evidence that it might be a better spot getting the sun. But frangipanis, you know, once they've stopped flowering now, it won't be a problem if they don't get the sun, but they definitely need the sun to flower.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, yeah. Mm. And if we did move it to another more appropriate place, would it be better to leave it till it drops all its leaves and stuff,
No. It'd be fine to plant it now. It's a good time because the root ball will be all intact, so you won't have a problem there.
Okay.
Okay, Richard. So, probably a good time to do it. You're not going to disturb the roots. Just take the root ball out in one whole piece.
Yep.
And have your hole dug ready and keep the water up to it.
Is there any special food they like or?
No, they're pretty tough old devils, yeah, no.
Yeah, we got a cutting a couple of years ago from a friend's place of a massive, biggest one I've ever seen in my life. But, yeah, and just another quick question.
Yeah, sure.
Panthers feed cow manure?
Cow manure, definitely. And
when? Now?
Yeah, but it is time to split your agapanthers.
Oh, if we split them up, I could have 700 of them out in the front yard for sale.
Well, I was going to touch on that a little bit later, but you've tricked me. Yeah, so look, you definitely can feed now with cow manure.
Yep, that's all. Okay, thank you very much for your time.
That's okay, Richard, and but did you ever think about splitting them up and selling them? You could make money out of this, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm sort of retired and I'm physically got a few problems.
Oh, okay, rightio. Well, we'll can that.
We've got a young fella who does a bit of gardeners for him. I might put it to him and ask him because we've got heaps of them.
Yeah, and sometimes you'll find that deters their flowering a little bit. It doesn't hurt to divide them.
Yeah, okay. And we've always had a lot of them come up and about before the top of the stem, they shoot a flower out there.
Right. Yeah, okay.
Virtually two flowers, but it looks, I don't know.
Well, obviously, to me, it probably is hungry, so go with the cow manure.
Right. Okay.
Okay? Thank you, Richard. And I hope your wife's not listening.
She'll be listening. She's all right. She's out the front now with a bit of wood. I don't know what she's going to do with it. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Cheers, thanks, Richard. We've got Tony now from Raymond Terrace, and he's also got a question about frangipanis.
Hello, Tony.
Hello.
Yeah, they're in flower, so I suppose you're ringing something about that, are you?
The frangipani?
Yeah.
It's just finished flowering.
Right.
I was just listening to your previous caller. Mine is probably about a metre and a half, 2 metres tall. It only has like four branches on it and one flowered for quite a while, and it's a beautiful, deep pink colour, so I really want to look after it. It's now come out with two quite large seed pods.
Right.
And I read somewhere that they should be put in a brown paper bag to dry out or something.
Oh, yes, if you want to regrow them from that. Tell me, have you fed it at all?
I give it a bit of fertiliser from time to time and occasionally chuck some coffee grounds in the pot with it.
Right.
I just heard you say about keeping the water up, but I thought they didn't like to have very wet feet.
Oh, no, Tony, we were talking about the transplanting,
once
you transplant it. But also, too, yours is growing in a pot, which the previous caller was, and that does restrict their growth.
Yes, well, I'm thinking about putting it in the ground.
Right.
I just wanted to make sure, and again, with the sunlight, I believe they do like sunlight, so I wanted to make sure it was happy in the area where it is, and then I'll put it in the ground.
Yeah, definitely. No, not a problem at all. Sounds good, but while it's in the pot, and, we've had plenty of rain lately, but, if we go back into that dry period, well, then you might need to give it more water. But, of course, it's going to go deciduous soon, so we won't panic too much.
There's nothing... No feed that it needs to keep the colour up, not like a spider angel?
No, not really. If you're worried, you could always use some sulphate of potash.
Right. But otherwise just a general purpose fertiliser?
Yeah, yep, definitely. An all-purpose one for flowering.
Briefly, back to the seed pods. Should I take them off now?
Oh, look, wait till they tend to be, about to fall.
Yeah,
Yeah, and then put them in the brown paper bag.
And just use them whenever you're ready to?
Yeah, definitely, yep. Well, that would be coming up to spring, no doubt.
Right, yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Jude.
You're quite welcome, Tony, anytime. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Then we've got Jan from East Maitland, and she's got a question about the red Anzac poppy.
Oh, hello, Jan. I'm glad you rang about that.
Hello, Judy. I'm just curious because, know, years ago we were told we couldn't grow them because there was some reason, I suppose. I don't know what it was, but maybe you could explain to you, myself and the listeners, about the red poppy.
Okay, well, the red poppy, as you know, generally flowers now, whereas the Iceland poppies, they flower in spring. And if you wanted to grow the red poppies, you would have had to plant them earlier than now.
Uh-huh.
And there isn't anything that you can't... there isn't a problem with planting the red poppies. I was trying to think then. What you're talking about is the ones that are used for...
opium.
Yes.
that's exactly why I was curious. Does that still apply? Or
oh, no, no. It's only to a particular poppy, a particular variety, and I won't mention that on air in case someone's out there thinking they might, you know, might buy some to grow. But have you got the red Anzacs in?
No, darling, I'm not a gardener.
Oh, right, okay. So you were curious. Oh, right, okay.
And well, I will soak up everything you say, but it's never made a gardener of me. I don't know why.
But you're still listening, Jan.
Oh, definitely. And I know exactly what to do with citrus.
Oh,
curly
excellent.
Leaves and thrips and, you know, all that stuff.
Oh, right. Well, when you have a problem, you better give us a ring about that.
I don't have a lemon tree. I have nothing. Nothing.
But, Jan, while you're on the air, I perhaps could use your call to say that if you do want to buy seed for the red Anzac poppy, you can obtain that from the Diggers Club down on Mornington Peninsula.
Oh, yes. I've heard of them.
Yes, they're very good. They try to maintain all seeds. And, you know, particularly old seeds. So, and, you know, even if you're not a gardener, Jan, give them a ring. You'll find them on Google or whatever you do to find that phone number, because I don't have it off the top of my head. But they're on the Mornington Peninsula. It's called the Diggers Club. And they do have a wonderful catalogue that they send to you when you join. So even if you're not a gardener, it's great reading, really it is.
Okay. Now, the other thing I want to mention, if you don't mind, my neighbour grows this very, very tall, fluffy-petalled poppy.
Right.
It's about a metre high.
Right.
It is humongous. I've never seen anything like it.
Right.
I have no idea. They just come up every year.
Right, okay.
It's weird, isn't it?
It is. No,
it doesn't sound familiar to you by my amazing description?
No, no, it doesn't, but that could be one that most people don't grow, if
well,
I could say that.
It's a beautiful thing, it really is, but it's so tall that, you know, in the windy weather they just
they break
over.
Off, yeah.
It's so sad, but it's so pretty.
Yeah, well, Jan, look, you've certainly unleashed a can of worms ringing today, and we really do appreciate your call. Can you do it again soon? Thank you, Jan.
Thank you very much, Jan. We've got David now from Swansea, and he's got a question about the Tibuchina.
Oh, hi, David. Is it Alstonville, the purple one?
Yes, the tall one, yeah.
Right, right. And no, is it getting too big?
I haven't put it in yet.
Oh, right.
It's fairly close to the sewer, but the sewer is all new plastic, you know.
Oh, plastic pipes, yeah.
It's not as if it's the old one.
Yep. Yeah. Now, David, tell me, Swansea, are you getting a lot of salt there?
No, there's no salt.
Oh, right, okay.
It's just very sandy.
Yeah. Okay, well, you probably, the Tibuchina is a pretty tough plant, and I think you'd be looking to plant it in the sun.
Yeah.
To get more flowers, obviously.
Well, I'm just concerned about the root system being invasive, being close to the... I didn't want it damaging the sewer pipes.
No, well, they do get very tall. You know, they can get very tall. Yeah. So, of course, tall means their root system would be that big as well. So maybe you might have to find another spot to plant it. But you won't have to worry for a while, David, particularly if you've got new sewer pipes.
No, it should go well down. So once you get down 3 foot, 4 foot, you're into water anyway, you know.
We've got
all water around the area.
So it mightn't go looking. So as long as you don't ring me in 2 years' time and charge me for the sewer pipes. Okay, David, look, I have to leave that up to you where you're going to plant it, but you've bought a very special tree.
And you don't think it'll be, because they're a lovely tree.
They are a lovely tree, but I can't guarantee it because I wouldn't have enough money to pay for the sewer pipes, darling.
No, but it gets right through it.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that's right. You've got plenty of money.
Oh, yes. I don't even work now, David.
No, neither do I. Yeah.
Well, you know the story when that happens, don't you?
Yeah, poor old pensioner.
Okay, thank you for the call, David.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. If you've got a question, 49216 216. And we've got Joy from Tweed Heads, and she's got a question about the frangipani.
Hello, Joy. Frangipanis are in today.
Yes, Judy. I was just wondering, I have one that's in my front yard that gets all the afternoon sun. And the last big storm we had, it broke all the branches and everything all broke off, and I've only got, like, the stump thing quite long, tall in my front yard. I was just wondering, Judy, would that shoot again or will I just pull it out?
No, Joy. Look, it will definitely shoot again. But have you saved some of the branches that broke off?
No, the gardener came along and took them all away.
Oh, that's a shame because you could have replanted those. But look, I'm pretty
sure
it will reshoot, but it won't happen now until spring. Although you might be getting fairly warm weather up there, are you still?
We are at the moment, yes, Judy.
Oh, right. You enjoy that. We're heading into winter, as you know.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Joy. That's lovely that you rang us from so far away. And we
No worries, Judy. Thank you very much for your help.
We'll tell the listeners you're ringing from Tweed Heads. Thank you, Joy.
Still got a big list of things to get through there for us, Judy.
Oh, I do. It's that time of the year. So, you know, in April, a lot of things happen in the garden. One thing we need to do is divide agapanthus, clivias and native violets.
Right. Why are we dividing them for?
Because they get overgrown. Okay. That other gentleman rang earlier and he said he had such thick agapanthus. And it improves their flowering.
Okay. Mm. So you can't just cut them back or?
No, because they've got leaves on them, Greg. They'd scream every time you cut them. You dig them out and you split them up and get their root system and replant them.
Okay. You don't just cut them, get the trimmer out and...
That's your lawn, Greg. That is your lawn. So I'm going to talk about that. Lawns can still be fertilised now, so you be a good man and go home and do that.
All right.
Because that's an easy one for you.
Yep, very easy.
That and what's your favourite fruit? Chili. That and chili. So you're a really...
Rosemary's going gangbusters as well.
Oh, you're such an extensive gardener now. Well, you know what? You might be able to wear your rosemary on Anzac Day. If you haven't got a poppy, listeners, put rosemary on.
Why do they use rosemary?
Oh, because rosemary became popular in Australia because it originated over in those countries where our troops were fighting.
Oh, right. Yep.
So lawns still need to be fertilised a little bit. Mm. Don't wait. Do it now while we've had rain and there is time for growth. Okay. If you're going to do it, Greg, you've got to do it pretty quick.
Do it now before the winter grass comes in and...
Yes, and
stops.
Takes over.
Yep.
Yeah. You know all about that. I bet you don't even treat it. Okay.
Correct.
I knew that. So we've covered lawns for the gentlemen. Now we're going to talk about cyclamen for the ladies. Now, gentlemen, if you haven't bought your lady one, go out and buy one straight away because they're wonderful. They're great value for indoor colour during winter. And... you must do something with them, Greg. We talk about this every year, and I'm sure you've remembered.
I haven't. What do we do?
Remember, because you've got heating on in the house, you need to put them outside in a cold spot. Now, this always surprises people, but you remember that cyclamen grow through the snow over in Europe and England.
Right, okay.
So
you got to pop them outside.
Yeah, because our heating in winter really knocks them around. So you pop them outside at night in a sheltered spot and bring them back in again the next morning.
Oh, that doesn't sound too hard.
No, don't leave them out there in the sun or whatever you might do. I hope not. Okay, can I talk about Camellia japonicas?
Of course you can.
Okay, rightio. Camellia japonicas are starting to flower soon. Which camellias have we just had in flower and still in flower? It's a sanqua.
Oh, that's top of the tip of tongue, that was.
I know. But, you know, we haven't got a lot of time left, so I had to give you the encouragement. sanquas are all still in flower now. They are magnificent this year. They look fabulous. You can grow sasanquas in the full sun, but they don't have as big a flower as the japonicas do. So if you're going to plant japonicas, you need to pick a spot that they don't get full sun, particularly whites, because they get burnt by the sun. And the best one to grow in the sun is probably a red. Now, there's another little secret to growing japonicas. Mm-hmm. That is disbudding. We've used that one before, Greg.
We have, yes.
Disbudding.
Yep.
We're going to take out...
Just run that through one more time for people who haven't remembered.
Oh, of course, yeah. Well, I've got to think of the listeners, haven't I? Sometimes japonicas get multiple buds, and that sometimes can be 5 and 6, and they don't all open. They're stressing trying to get them open. So what you need to do is disbud, and I've often been asked, what does that mean?
Yep.
And that means you take off, say, about every second bud on the bunch. Okay?
Not just all of them?
No, because there'd be none left to flower, Greg.
Correct.
Of course, you were just throwing that in there. You were trying to catch me up.
Trying to, just
this late, late in the program, you were trying to catch me up. Anyway, so when japonicas and sasanquas finish flowering, we need to hit them with cow manure. Mm-hmm. But if they're in a pot, then you'll go and buy some camellia and azalea food.
All right, because the cow manure will burn them?
The cow manure will burn them.
Geez, I'm racking up some points today.
You are. You just, I mean, you'd be able to do the program.
Nearly.
Yeah, if I can't come or something.
Maybe. I'm not quite sure about that. It'd be a lot of just mowing and concreting, I'd imagine.
And what about the chilies?
Just keep watering them and fertilising them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's all you got to do. Put them in the sun.
I'm glad I don't eat them. They're nasty little things.
No, they're beautiful.
Okay.
Good for your health.
So should we cap off a bit here and remind everyone to plant their poppies on Anzac Day?
Yep. So we do that on the dot, Anzac Day, and start prepping for it this week.
That's right. And what are we going to put in again?
Cow manure.
Poultry manure.
Just making sure.
You're just trying to trick me, aren't you?
No, I knew they'd get one wrong eventually.
Well, why do you use poultry? Because it's got an L in it, and that means lime. So obviously poppies like lime. So if you gave them cow manure, you're making them acidic.
Right.
Yeah. It sounds complicated, doesn't it? But it's not really.
I forget this every week.
Well, maybe you should write a few little notes, Greg, in case I don't come.
I'm starting. I'll have to go back through and listen again. Okay. So I'm jotting stuff down.
Righty-o.
Judy Sharp, thank you very much. We'll
thank
catch you again
very
next
much.
Monday.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.